Shalom Aleichem, friends. We continue with this beautiful Sicha Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, the first Sicha on Purim, in his Sefer on Purim. And we're really continuing. If you didn't hear the first two Shiurim, they're very short. You should try to listen to it and then get to this third one, because it really does, there's a flow here. We're going to do a few minutes, as much as we're able to, towards Purim. Rav Yaakov Meir continues in Daf Yud Zayin and says, Hayom hu yom shel retzonot v'diburim, Kisufim ve'kolot. Purim day is all about ratzon. It's all about having a will and having speech, using your words. Kisufim ve'kolot, longing and voices. Ein shum inyan hakashur lepurim she'eino miyisodot darkei Rabbeinu Hakadosh. And here he goes back to the theme that he's been saying from the beginning of this sicha, that every single thing about the day of Purim is part of the fundamental, basic teachings throughout Rabbi Nachman's Torah teachings, his whole Inyan. Retzon de Kedusha, what are the two main things? A retzon to be holy, to have holiness, ve'ahavas Hashem. These two Inyanim of retzon and ahava. So he says here that ahavas Hashem, he neged asher korcha. He says, but amalek asher korcha baderech, that he cools you off on the way. And he says, love of Hashem, which is a shalhevet shel ahavat Hashem, a burning flame of ahavas Hashem, me misa et hakrirut shel asher korcha shel Amalek. It melts away this coldness of what Amalek does to you. Ve'eleha zochim rak kasher shom'im bekol Rabbeinu. One has the privilege to have this fire, not just a connection to Hashem, but a burning flame inside of him. One merits to have this one, he says, only when you really listen and internalize and live the teachings of Rabbi Nachman. Why? Ki ein notnim shum makom lebilbulim shel amalek sheyikantzu lamoach veibalbeluhu. He says, why are we so into Rabbi Nachman? Because we thought he was far out and he had good nigunim. He says, that's not what it is. Rabbi Nachman's Torah is basically that pathway that's the most powerful and empowering, and it's a pathway in life which does not let any bilbulim of Amalek, the confusions of Amalek, enter inside your brain and begin to confuse you. So he continues and he says, this is what the whole thing of Purim truly is. He continues on the bottom, he says, Zom mitzvah sayom. This is the mitzvah of the day. Ahava v'retzonot. This is what Rabbi Nachman said. This is all what Amalek comes to take you away from. Feeling like you can love Hashem, and feeling like you really not only want to be holy, but that you want to be holy. Amalek doesn't even let you want to want. And on Purim, I wipe all of that away. So he says here something very interesting. He continues in Daf Yud Chet, and he says, Aval yitachen, could be. She'oto sone shel Amalek yafriya lanu im ha'asher korcha shelo. It says it could be that even while you're busy with all the mitzvahs of the day of Purim, that Amalek's going to even come over there with his asher korcha, with his cooling off methods. He says, therefore, gidlu lanu chazal etza shekiblu misinai. He says, there's a tradition from Har Sinai that what? Sheshotim me'at yain, me'at mashke. All you gotta do is drink a little bit of wine. Umimele ne'elemet klipat amalech ve'akerach names. And he says, and you come to a place where the klipa of Malek begins to disappear and the ice begins to melt away. And then what happens is that efshar kvar ledaber diburim lohatim. He says, when that happens, you could begin to speak fiery, passionate words about Hashem and your ratzon to be a person who knows how to long for Hashem. Lirtzot lehitgagea ulehishtokek. And then he says, now, beautiful day, he says, now we're gonna explain something. Shotim me'at branfen. You drink a little bit of wine. Revakos. Ubekocho medabrim umitgageim l'Hashem itbarach. And through that, he says here, just a little bit of wine, you begin to have this, you begin to speak this talk to Hashem. And then he says, "V'kasher overet sha'ah o kama sha'ot." He says, when 1 hour passes, or a few hours passes, and the wine begins to wear off, he says, then you drink a little bit more. Notlim ot me'at mashken ve'od me'at yain lechadesh et ha'it oherut. You drink a bit more in order to reawaken this new found longing and speech, holy words of speech, which you began. So Rav Yaakov Meir says, v'aderech zeh, on this pattern where you drink a little bit every few, he says hour here, I'm not sure how long exactly you have to wait in between. But he says when you're in this method, then you drink a little, you begin to not see how much you could tell people all the secrets in the world, but drink a little, start speaking passionate words to Hashem. And then when the wine begins to wear off, you drink a bit more, and so forth and so forth. You continue with this pattern. He says, Val derech zeh, through this, Efshar lekayem et kol hayom et mitzvat hayom. You're able to do the mitzvah of libesume all day long, velo lipateh bepam achat be'ad lo yada, and not be putter by getting yourself completely rocked off your, become a sugar, and pass out. He says, al yedei etza tova zo, he says, by this good etza, efshar gam lishtot ulekabel hashpa me'ayayin, he says, you could drink and receive an abundant an influence from the wine. And not just crack out when you reach the place of Adulayada. But he says, what happens when you're able to do this, drink this way? He asks, what? Vegam lachgog et kol haPurim kedabai. Then, the whole day of Purim mamish becomes Purim. And then he says here, V'chashem megiim le'erech shel sha'atayim kodem ha'mincha. Then when you get to a place where it's basically 2 hours before mincha, Osim hefsek b'shtia, you stop drinking, kidei shenochal litpolel kedabai, so that you can daven right. V'acharei mincha mamshichim shuv b'shtia me'ad, v'shuv mitgageim, v'shuv medabrim dibrim kedushim. He says, after mincha, you continue again with drinking a little bit, the longing comes back, the holy words come back. V'achar kach holchim b'ishtokekut, u'bivar'an likrat mitzvah se'uda hayom. And then you go with an abundance of passion towards the mitzvah of Seudas Hayom. So it seems to me here that he's saying that the drinking begins mamish in the morning. Because then he said, you drink a little, you stop. You drink a little, you stop. Then 2 hours before mincha, that mincha you usually do Purim day around 1, 2 o'clock. So about 12-ish, you chill out from the drinking of the morning. Then you wait, you daven mincha, a little bit of a clear mind, as much as possible, and then you go into the seuda, and you begin this whole process all over again. But what's beautiful is that he's saying over here, the purpose of the drinking is for one thing. It's not to reach a place of being gone. It's to reach a place where my passion to be close to Hashem and my passion to want to love Hashem does not stop coming out of my mouth all day long. That's my speech of the day. And that's just what a beautiful thing it would be if we'd be privileged to have a Purim that from morning on, yes, it's great to tell people how much you love their Shalach Manis or how much you think their custom is the best thing that ever happened in the world. It's great, but imagine a Purim day of all day of tefillah, of just everything that comes out is words of, wow, I just want to be close to you, Hashem. Mamash a day of tefillah. And if you think about it, the whole story of Purim is really divrei atzamot v'zaakatan. It's a day of when Yidden davened. It's a day when Jews davened. You know, in the seventh Torah, in the Kutim Aram, Rabbi Nachman explains that tefillah is the level of nisim, is the level of miracles. Why? Because there's nature, and then there's davening, which can even change nature. And alpi nature, according to nature, there was an evil king, and there was a very evil Rasha Haman, and they had this, you know, this very important matter to wipe out the Yidden. What happened? What changed the game? It's tefillah. So on Purim, we go to that same zone, and nothing stands in the way of a Yid and his Ratzon other than a Malik who comes and cools you off, but with a burning passion to create a big flame. A little bit of wine, then a little bit more of wine, a little bit more of wine, Then you have a day that's filled with this holy speech. Alavai, we should be privileged to have a real, real emes dik, a pnimius poem.